Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel with me, host of Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 across the network. Jim, we were talking about the president claiming in a 60 Minutes interview with Nora O'Donnell that he doesn't know who this Chinese billionaire, alleged and admitted funder of terrorism, fraudster, that his family, World Global Financial, or whatever the name of this weird business is, they're doing business with this guy to the tune of $2 billion. He's getting richer off of this. And yet Donald Trump's response is, I don't know anything about that. And here's the weird part. This morning, Donald Trump also apparently doesn't care, doesn't know, after his Great Gatsby, let them eat cake, I fiddle while America burns partying this weekend, has no idea what his own Justice Department is doing about SNAP benefits. Donald Trump tweeting, or excuse me, Truth Social posting this morning, SNAP benefits will be given only when the radical left Democrats open up government. Not before. Thank you for your attention to this matter. This then resulted in a flurry of filings in federal court today with plaintiffs in both of these SNAP benefit cases, including Wisconsin's own Attorney General Josh Call, that is in the Massachusetts case, filing and saying, this is the president defying a court order. And just this afternoon, the government having to file yet another pleading that says, and it's weird, Jim, because their pleadings don't actually address the problem at all. They just say, yes, we're dispersing the eligible contingency funds. Please see our prior filing, and here is the guidance provided by the USDA today. They don't mention the fact that the president of the United States, their boss, just said the opposite on social media. It's stunning.
As a policy matter, and if you're in the Department of Agriculture, where the SNAP funds are being administered, wouldn't you look at that and say, pick up the phone and say, Pam, what do you think about this? What did the president just say? Are we? What's the direction here? What are we supposed to do? What are you doing? It is once again a confirmation of what you've so often spoken about, Maggie, on this terrific show, which is the rank incompetence of people, right?
Should not be in these positions. He doesn't know he's pardoning the billionaire that he's in billion-dollar business with. He doesn't know what's happening with SNAP. And why, you know, here is the thing. Everyone knows that Donald Trump knows exactly who this Chinese billionaire is.
Of course.
Because he's doing billions of dollars of business with it, with the guy. I would venture to guess he doesn't have any idea what's happening with hungry Americans and SNAP benefits because it doesn't affect his pocketbook or his power. Let's go to the phones. We got Jake from Milwaukee. Hey, Jake, say hello to Jim. What you got for
us? Jake.
Hi. Yeah, I have a question. What international terrorist organizations was this Chinese businessman supporting?
So it's they're not direct payments. What the federal indictment alleges is that because he permitted billions of dollars in cryptocurrency transactions, they were alleging, and he eventually pled to something that didn't explicitly include this, but that facilitated payments and the funding support for terrorist organizations like ISIS, the Taliban, and Hamas. Jim, am I getting any of that wrong?
Absolutely. It was the platform, again, without sufficient safeguards that permitted that to happen. And so, yes, that's what the fundamental notion was behind the prosecution pleading guilty to some other aspects of that.
This is much like how banks are required under federal law in this country to report cash transactions in excess of $10,000. They have all kinds of reporting. We just heard last week that J.P. Morgan had reported to the federal government lots of records of over $1 billion in transactions by Jeffrey Epstein that they deemed suspicious. They're literally things called suspicious activity reports. When you engage in these crypto transactions and you provide a platform and you don't put these protocols in place, you can be prosecuted for it.
So wouldn't
Jake, are you there? You're breaking up a little bit on your cell phone. Can you hear me all right, friend? Oh, rats. Let's try one more time. Hey, Jake, can you hear us? Are you there, friend? We'll try to get Jake back. Sounded like an important, a great clarifying question.
Absolutely, right? and what comes of that. Again, prosecutors always look, as you know, Maggie, at what is the effect of the conduct, and it may be charged in a way that strikes people who are not involved in this process as being a little bit off base or that sort of thing. But it's always intended, and in a sentencing hearing, at all the change of plea hearings, when the judge asks, you know, Mr. Santel, Ms. Dawn, why is it that this case is here? That's the response, and that's the reason why. If this were a purely technical violation of some sort, that might be less problematic. This accomplished something very bad,
and that's remember, why Jim, you may remember, him. And I made light of it on this program. But one of the things that got Eric Hovde into hot water—he was never criminally prosecuted, never criminally convicted, never pled to anything—but there were allegations that there was an airplane that flew from somewhere in Central and South America to the United States full of cash, and Eric Hovde's bank was like happy to take that money. That is what you would call a suspicious transaction, if you will. Planes full of money is not really how most legit above board businesses do business.
And it's premised upon that. You've got exactly right. The SAR, the SARS, those are the suspicious activity reports. Those then get into through a whole bunch of mechanisms, come to the attention of the Department of Justice, who say, wait a minute, large amounts of money being processed, being transferred here. What is the underlying offense? Where did this come from? Where is it going to? And you get the investigation, the prosecution that follows.
To me, almost as offensive as people engaging in these horrifying crimes, these internet, you know, whether it's terrorist organizations or human trafficking, are the business people who show up in boardrooms with $5,000 suits on and act as if they have nothing to do with it when they are profiteering off of the criminal activity. We're going to try to get Jake back. I was very curious about what his question was. And we will get to the Dick Cheney moment. What is his legacy? How do you remember him? How does Jim remember him? We're going to discuss that next. 855-752-4842. Darth Vader or something else? Stay tuned. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.